Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Only up for hours, still not feeling 100% because I'm fighting some kind of crazy thing, as you can hear in my raspy voice. And I'm trying to get out of the house. So, been up, been showered, figured out my clothes, have the event tonight, and I'm still putzing around the house. So I was planning on doing this show from my car, LOL. Yes, I said that. But now it's like I'm like running around the house and I'm doing last-minute things, still trying to figure out my outfit. So there you have it. I don't know, just kind of whatever, Becky. So the weather's gorgeous. Oh, my God, I have something so funny to tell you guys. Okay, so yesterday I decided, so I have a new doctor. So I've been going and I don't know what exactly inspired me to finally go to the doctor. Health insurance. Yes, okay, I now have health insurance. I guess that was the inspiration to get me to go to the doctor. So I go to the doctor, and this was 2 weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago, I go to the doctor, and she says, I said, you know, I was thinking about walking, and she said, you can't walk here. It's way too far. So I was like, I don't know. Is that enough inspiration to motivate somebody to go and take a walk? Well, I have to say yes, because after I left there and dealing with parking, and she said only parking is difficult on Thursdays and Fridays because you have alternate side of the street parking, which is the neighborhood I live in. We have alternate side of the street parking, but theirs is early. So theirs is like 8 to 10:30, an hour and a half, 8 to 9:30, or is it 9 to 10:30, whatever. Hours is later. Hours is from, and I say hours, I mean like right in my neighborhood. It's 10 to 11:30. So I go there, I can't find a spot, but they have parking directly in front. They have this little tiny lot. So I'm thinking, wow, that was fabulous. So I put my car in that little tiny lot, and then, of course, as nature has it, there was one woman who's bitching and moaning to me, telling me, you have to get your car out of that spot. I think I might have actually talked about this 2 weeks ago. So I'm kind of aggravated because I was there early, and I made a really early appointment, and I didn't think I was going to be there for like a day. And I'm not kidding. I was there for like 2 hours. It was like ridiculous, you know, new patient, whatever. And so they wanted to know every single little thing about me, including where I was born, what time of day I was born. Okay, I'm being a little silly. But anyway, I had to go looking for parking, so I'm driving around. I finally find a spot, and I walk back in, and I'm kind of pissed at the woman that made me move my car in the first place. Okay. Now, at the end of the whole thing, they decided that they wanted a blood sample. All right? So you walk in the door, they hand you a cup, and they tell you, pee in the cup. Well, I pee all over the place. I barely get anything in the cup. And then, because I know about I know this is crazy. Yes, I'm talking about this. I'm insane. I know. It's okay. I've been watching some new program with my sister-in-law called Arrested Development, and you think I'm insane. Those characters are really insane. I mean, like, laughing out loud show. So you start to pee, and then you have to stop, and then you pee in the cup. So I can't figure out where the stream's going, so I'm all over the place. So I make a mess, of course. So now, you know, the crazy side of me, that side that's like OCD to the max. So I end up cleaning the whole bathroom because I'm crazy like that. Yes, it's a good thing, isn't it? Maybe not. Okay. So then at the end of the whole shebang, and I have to tell you, I think I was there more like 2.5 hours. So the end run is the woman who was nasty, who I don't like now. Her name's also Maria. I say also because the doctor that I'm supposed to see is also named Maria, but she wasn't there, so I ended up seeing a PA. So, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm fighting something, and that's just the nature of the beast. So Maria now has, so they said, now you need a blood sample. I'm like, oh, I have to give blood. I don't want to give blood. It's like the least favorite thing to do. I don't want someone sticking a needle in my vein. So, yuck. Okay. So, now who is it that has to take my blood? The nasty woman that I decided I don't like. So this is going to be the one person in the place I don't like. And that was Maria, the one that yelled at me about moving my car. Well, this is not an emergency. I'm like, no one's here. Can't I just leave it there? I'm a new patient. And I won't do it again going forward. No, you have to move your car. So I'm, like, hating her, especially because it took me, like, a half an hour to park the car and then come back. So that killed some of my time that I was hoping to do all this quickly. This was the weekend that I went, that I, my niece stayed with me, and I went to see The King and I. I'm positive I told you the story. Anyway, she was the one that was the one deemed to take my blood. So now I'm trying to be nice to her, thinking, well, she has to take my blood and stick a needle in me, and now she could hurt me because I was angry with her. So I'm like trying to kiss ass and be all like, I hope you're not, you know, whatever. Okay, moving forward. So yesterday I had my follow-up visit 2 weeks later after I had to go to another doctor and have some other tests done and blah, blah, blah. So yesterday I'm debating all this stuff. I'm originally going to drive there and then I'm going to go to the studio and I have all these things to do. So yesterday, again, up early and showered and ready and waiting for cable. Ha-ha. Third time they came. So the first time they came, I couldn't use this phone I'm talking to you on. Hello, everybody. So the guy comes in and he says, well, you're going to have to be without phone for another week. So now I have no home phone for 2 weeks. And we already know how crappy my cell phone is, which, by the way, is now being replaced. So I'm getting a new cell phone. Yes, Lisa Zilker has joined the 21st century. I'm getting a 6 Plus. I didn't really want the Plus, but it's the gigs that I needed, and it was 64 gigs. So all my music will be in one place. Yippee-ki-yay-mf. So we get the whole thing all set up and ready to go, right? So now the guy comes. I'm showered. I'm ready to walk out the door, and I'm waiting. So he comes in. He fixes the box, changes the box. So Thursday someone's here. Saturday someone here. Tuesday someone here. All from cable. Why? Because Lisa has electronic problems. Why? Because Lisa has electronic issues. Why? Because my energy just kills everything. Don't we already know all this? Well, yeah, okay. So moving forward, I decided last minute that I'm going to walk to the doctor because I've been, like, put the bug in the head, inspired, you cannot walk here, it's too far. And I was like, really? Isn't that the best motivation? You can't do it. Therefore, you must do it. So yesterday, I walked to my new doctor. And I have to tell you, it took me 40 minutes, and I felt like it was like, you know, 3 miles. Turned out to be 2 miles. But I had to make a couple of stops. And then when I was on my way home, so I left them. I get about 3.5 blocks away. I get a phone call from them, and they forgot to take copies of the information that I brought. So I was like, okay. So I went back, and then I left again. So I probably added, I don't know, close to a half a mile. I don't know, a quarter of a mile, a little more than a quarter of a mile. So I stopped at the second doctor, which was all en route back home. And then by the time it was all said and done, I have to say it was a good walk. So I did 4-plus miles yesterday, and I haven't walked like that in a long time. So that was really excellent. And I have to say, that's all inspired by a new collector and friend. That's E-K, excuse me. Am I saying that right? Yes, E-K. Anyway, so, no, K-E, I had it right the first time. Dyslexia sometimes rears its pretty head. So inspired by K.E., who does like 36 miles for some, I don't remember, some cause with her brother. I'm like, are you kidding? How many days do you have to do that walk? One day. I said, you did 36 miles in one day? And she said, yeah, every year since. And I'm like, oh, my God, how long does that take? Oh, I don't know, 8 or so, 9 or so hours. I was like, OMG. So I didn't do 36. I did 4+, so maybe 4 1/4, 4 1/2. And I'm sure that by the end of the day, it was more like almost 5 because I was running around all day. I never stopped walking around. So anyway, so yesterday was a very good walking day. So, yeah, so health-wise, that's all good for you. So, but the thing, the point of the story is that when somebody tells you, you can't do this, it's too far, I'm like, excuse me, I can't? You can't tell me I can't. So I do, I did. So I walked there and back, and that was nice. It was, and actually, technically, as long as the weather is nice, I don't mind walking anywhere, ever. You know, I used to go and walk on the beach, although I don't really have anybody to walk on the beach with anymore. I don't know. That would be kind of fun. I'd like that. But walking on the beach by yourself sometimes is not, I don't know, I guess it could be cathartic. Sometimes it could be, you know, whatever. It depends. I guess that's the way it goes, right? Isn't that relativity? It all depends. Everything is, it's all what it is at that moment. Yes, that's exactly life. Yes, that's it. Anyway, so the weather, it's been beautiful out. Aside from one or two cold days, and I think that the coldest weekend that we've had so far was the weekend that I got my little sore throat and my little tiny cold, which I've been fighting with, actually. It's been winning a little bit because I'm not sleeping super well, and I'm very tired in the morning, and I've had a pretty good headache a couple of days. Today I'm feeling good. Actually, I feel good every morning. Today I had coffee. So I can always gauge how I'm feeling by what I want to drink in the morning. So if I want a cup of coffee, I know that I'm okay. If I want a cup of tea, I know I'm not feeling good. I know, it's just, you know, hey, it's good to know yourself. Know thyself. Isn't that what they say? So the weather's been really beautiful, and Shana Tova to all my Jewish friends. I know I said that already, but my family was in town. My brother was in town with his youngest daughter, Sophia. So it was really excellent to spend some time with her and see her. I love all the kids in my family. I know that everybody says you love your family, but, I mean, I really love all the kids in my family. They're all amazing. They're just great kids, gifted, sweet, smart. Sweet, I guess, is the number one. They really are sweet kids, you know. I'm not saying they're the most respectful children on the planet, and the oldest one is going to be 20 tomorrow. Thursday. No, wait a minute. Isn't today the 16th? Yes, tomorrow. I know. I be knowing. So she'll be 20 tomorrow. So happy birthday, Edie. That's the oldest kid. Can you imagine? She's going to be 20. Oh, my God. 20 years. That's just so crazy. So crazy. Anyway, so her card's going out today, of course, late, because I think I've sent every single kid's birthday card this year, like a day late or 2 days late. One or two of them I actually sent out on their birthday. Bad, bad aunt. Anyway, so it was really cathartic to walk and just take that time and go. It was really lovely, actually. So there were so many things that I wanted to share and talk about, and you know, it's nice when family's all together and you're doing all this family stuff. I really like it. It doesn't stress me the way that some things can stress you. I guess some people have a lot of stress issues when it comes to spending time with family. I just love spending time with the kids. I can't explain it better, but it's just something about each individual child that I'm spending time with that I like it. I can't explain it better. Let's just leave that one right there. So there were all these things that I wanted to talk about, and I guess one of the big ones is that, you know, I've been going month to month at my studio, and they've been leaving me alone, and then they push me, and then they leave me alone, and they push me. Well, now finally they got somebody to really give me a shove, and they're telling me that by November 1st, if I don't sign a lease, my rent is going up regardless. And again, so within 2 years, my rent has gone up. If I stay, if I do this, it'll be like almost a little more than double what I was paying originally. No, that's not accurate. Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. It'll be double from when the first time I ever signed a lease, the first time ever. And I'm kind of like, you know, they jumped it up 150 and now they want to do the same. I'm like, kind of like, you know, I haven't any windows. I haven't any windows. And I don't have, like, real proper ventilation. And if I could just talk to one person that's higher up than the go-betweens, I think I can negotiate for myself. But the problem is you can't get to those higher-ups. I don't even know what to do. I mean, do you go to the office and demand to see the owner? I would be the person to do that. I have no issue. You know, I'm happy to go in and talk to them, make an arrangement. Listen, I'll give you a painting. You give me 10 years. I'd be happy with that. Maybe that. Yeah, I would be happy with that. I would do that. I'll trade artwork for my rent. But anyway, so now I'm in a conundrum. I don't know what to do. And I think that the fire that's under me isn't a bad one because I'm thinking I need a really big change. And this just might be the kick to get me to make that change. You know? I don't know. So that's what I'm thinking. I need a place to play my drums where I can feel like I could really beat on the drums. I was playing with them with the sticks. So I play with them every day for like 5 to 10 minutes because I'm really bad. In fact, I had no idea just exactly how bad I was until I started playing them. But it's very intimidating to have four instead of one. Although I have to say I do play with all four, but kind of like one or two at a time. There's just no way that I could go from, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 1. I can't do that. And when I'm in the studio, I don't know, bongos between your legs are not exactly comfortable because they've got these metal strips that run down the side so that you can tighten or loosen the skins so that you can tune them. And I have to say, watching the videos on YouTube are far more educational than the book I bought. Leslie, I think I'm going to return the book. But I have to say that watching them and then listening and understanding, okay, now I don't have anything that tells me what key G is. I know what middle C is, but I'm pretty good. I'm not tone deaf or anything. I'm pretty good with, but I don't know where G is off the top of my head. I need something to give me a G, you know. And I think that once I hear the G, then I know what the sound, what the tone should be for the drums. So now I kept joking around and saying that somebody plays the drums all the time when I'm not playing them. What it is the head is loosening by itself. So every time you give it a half or a quarter turn, when you're not playing it, it'll just sort of loosens itself. It'll loosen up or it'll just make a tone. So the way to tune the drums is there are six holders all the way around, six metal, and what you do is it six or five? I'm sorry, five. And what you do is you tap right where the metal is, and that should give you five of the same exact tone. And that's how you tune the drums. So it was really cool. So when I went into the store and I was asking the guy that sold them to me, who's been really helpful, he's actually really quite nice, and I've seen him a whole bunch of times, and I guess since I bought them, now I'm in there all the time, like asking questions and doing stuff. It's just kind of, I guess that's the way it is, right? You buy something, and then if it's a good purchase, then you go back constantly, you know? I keep going back, and every time I see him, I ask him another question. So I said to him, so how do I tune the drums? And he said, I can't explain that to you. It's too involved. And then I type it into YouTube, how do you tune the drums? And YouTube is like, this is how you do it. It's like, that wasn't involved at all. He so could have spent 5 minutes and explained to me that you just have to tap it around the top. That's it. I just explained to you how to tune the congas. I'm being taught how to say it. Like, I have all these new friends, and they're like, all right, well, if you're going to use this, you have to say it this way. I love all that, you know. Kind of the fun part about learning new things is everybody's input. And I don't mind most of them, so it's always a good thing. So I have to say that my coconut tree seeds aren't doing anything. I keep checking them. I keep watering them, but there's nothing going on, nothing. And I'm waiting very patiently because I brought them home in July 9th, and I have to say that after July 9th, I probably didn't, you know, throw them in the soil until the 10th or the 11th. So 9 weeks, right? So July, let's say July 15, right? August 15, September 15. So that's 2 months. That's 8 weeks, okay? So now they're saying nine weeks it should start to, something should happen. So we'll see in the next week if anything actually happens. I have to say that it's not looking likely. In fact, I would say it's not looking well at all. So, but all my other plants are doing very, very well. The blue ginger is still flowering. And I have to tell you, they're tiny little, very pretty, very blue flowers. They're really beautiful. But they're very tiny. I had no idea they were going to be so tiny. Because when the white ginger flowers, you get these huge, they're white, and they're so incredibly fragrant. And the blue gingers smell like nothing, but they're very pretty, I have to say. And the fact of the matter is, because it's flowering, it means that it's happy. And as long as it's happy, it means that I'm doing something right. So now the only ginger plant that we're waiting for now is the red one, and that's going to be the bomb, because that's going to be a really big flat flower. I'm looking really forward to it. The plant is looking pretty healthy and it's looking pretty happy, and I have to say that again, it's been growing since 2009, so any day now it should be, this will be the, it'll probably flower next year, right? That'll be the next one. So the white one didn't do anything at all this year, except grow. It's growing beautifully, but it's just not flowering. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So I spent a really lovely weekend with my family. So we celebrate the holidays. So my brother does, well, truly my brother's wife, my sister-in-law does, you know, Rosh Hashanah. And I'm going to be breaking my fast with my mom, and that's kind of nice because she's usually in Florida. And since my dad passed and I don't go to synagogue with him anymore, and I have to tell you, sorely missed. And I think about him all the time. And you know, I know it's all good thoughts, and you know, it is what it is. But I kind of don't really go to services anymore because it was really nice to go with him. Kind of like that whole, you know, you go with. So now I just do it on my own, and I still fast. I think I'm the only one in my family that actually fasts. I think that the kids did it for a little while as like a novelty thing. I don't know if my niece Eden does. I think that she did for a little while. I know that she's involved with a kind of a group in school, but she's very busy with her sorority. In fact, she's very funny that she was telling us, I don't have time to work because I have a boyfriend and I'm in a sorority. I was like, huh, really? You know, we didn't have sororities in art school because everybody's so, like, coveting about their work that they're always so paranoid that someone's going to steal their ideas. It's really funny because in art, it's like you want to have a school of thought so that everybody's doing a similar ideal or, you know, that there's a movement, you know, the impressionists, the post-impressionists, the abstractionists, the realists. It's like you want to be involved in a group because, you know, safety in numbers, I guess you'd say, you know, or as Bear Grylls would say, you increase your chances with the more traps you set. I know that's kind of a little out of the blue, but the idea is that there's strength in numbers, you know. So if you can get more people doing it, then it's like a group of people will be recognized rather than the individual single. I mean, just think about the numbers. Let's think about the lottery, okay? Everybody plays. Everybody's got different numbers. And then sometimes some tickets come out where there's more than one winner, right? But the odds are so, they're stacked against you. So if you have a group, I guess that's better. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, 10 people putting in $1 each and you're buying, well, I guess that does increase your chances because you're buying more tickets, right? So it's all about the numbers. It's a numbers game, isn't it? It's a numbers game. Let's play with the numbers. Anyway, so I have so much to do today, and I have to tell you, sitting here and talking on the phone with you is lovely, but I wanted to do it from my studio. So dressed and ready to go, and now just waiting it out because it's like there is so much to do, and I have all these little tiny things that I have to constantly remember. So I haven't been taking notes. I have to tell you that when I was walking yesterday, and I was really clearing my head, and there was so much going on in my kepi, that all I was thinking was, like, these are great things to talk about for the show, and I didn't write any of them down. But they were, like, all, like, little mini epiphanies. Yeah, I know, I have those all the time. And yes, I'm aware that it's very constant. But I have to say that I wasn't doing anything about any of them, because they were all in my mind, and I was just walking. So I wasn't writing, I was just walking. So I guess the number one big thing is, where do I want to go? Where do I want to be? That's a huge one. I've had that one in my head for a while. I guess I have to just start plotting it out. And it's funny because whenever I'm driving anywhere, I look around at neighborhoods. I look at neighborhoods all the time, and I'm always thinking, I could be in this neighborhood. I could be in that neighborhood. Do I want to still be in this area? So I guess that's my biggest question. Where do I want to go? It's not about the neighborhood so much. It's like, what area do I want to be in? Do I want to be in Westchester? Do I want to be in New York at all, period? Do I want to go to New Jersey, which would still keep me in New York, just like, you know, over the bridge a little bit? But I guess what I'm thinking is, do I want to go south? Do I want to go west, young woman? I always want to go west. And then, of course, I always want to go to Europe. So there's, like, so many variations and variables. It's just all about 90 seconds. It's all about, where do you want to be? What's going to make you happy? Just go wherever it makes you happy. Isn't that the key to the whole thing? Be happy, number one, first and foremost. So play those drums and be happy. I think that's the key. That's the bottom line. So I've learned the eight. Okay, let's rephrase that. I know the eight hand in 60 seconds. I know the eight hand movements, what the different variations of types of beating on the drums that there are. Now I have to just play them, get to know them, and then perfect them. They say it takes years to get some of them down right. And somebody was holding my hand the other day and saying that I have no calluses, that I have really smooth hands, and that you can't play the drums with really smooth hands. And I'm thinking, listen, I've been creating art, welding in steel, playing with stained glass, working on canvas with my hands, working on paper. There is no material that I haven't experimented with and played with. So I don't have to have calluses to play the drums. I like the idea of the soft hands, 10 seconds. So I'm going to still be, well, who knows, I'm not going to be a reckon with. I'm not going to be like, you know, I'm not going to be the famous conga player, conga player, conga and bongos. Conga, bongo. So I'm not going to become famous. This is just for my own enjoyment. But I will have my own room with that. It'll be in my meditation room. That's what it'll be. The meditation room in the red house door, the house with the red door, so the red house. It'll be the red door house. Yeah, can we put that together properly? The Red Door House, that'll be Lisa Zilker's home. I like that. I want to have a house that has a name. I don't want to just be, you know, an address. Isn't that funny? Somebody said, you are not your house. No, I'm not my house, but I want my house to have a name and not an address. I'm sure it'll have an address for mail anyway, right? Okay. Well, anyway, so long story end, I'm getting a new phone. So very soon I'm going to have to change my case again because I have to have a really strong, sturdy case because we know that I'm a bit of a klutz. And that's only because I do things fast. So that's what the whole nature of being a klutz is all about, do things too fast. Anyway, this show is over, and I have to say happy birthday, Edie. Love you, baby doll. And thank you all for listening. I hope you come out tonight. By the way, I'm having an event. I'm doing a show, a really big show. No, it's First and First. So it's 1 and 1. It's First Street and First Avenue. If you are around tonight, there's going to be dancing afterwards. We're going to have a little pate. So come on out, see some artwork, get your face. I think he's going to have a makeup artist there. Have your face made up. There might be somebody selling jewelry, and I'll have some of my prints and drinks and dancing. I guess dancing is the key. But since it's only one artist, it's not a group of artists, I said I would do it. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. So come on out, 1 and 1, 6 to 8, and dancing long into the night after. All right, hope to see you all there. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show, signing off.